Hi, I'm Linda Fanaris, host of the B2B Brand 180 podcast and CEO of Millennium Agency. And we're here today to talk about branding and growth strategies. But before I start, I just want to take a moment and thank our audience for tuning in. And if you like what you hear, just hit like, share, or subscribe. So today, I am very excited to bring in Robert Wise, president of Multivision Digital. They're a New York video production and marketing company. They offer video strategy, production, and marketing services. And with over 1,400 videos under their belt, they understand everything video. Their clients range from single entrepreneurs to global 500 companies. So welcome, Robert, to the B2B Brand 180 podcast, and thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for asking me to be on, and hello, everybody who is listening.
I would love for you to start and take a moment, tell everybody about yourself, give them a little bit of information on you and your background.
Thank you. I'll make this quick because who cares about me, but first-time entrepreneur. I started in a video production company without any background in video. And over the last 13 years, we've done about 1,500 videos across every single business objective. So that's what I think I'm really proud of, is that as video is still adopting after all these years, right? All of digital marketing technology, from websites to email marketing to social to video, has all been, something people never did, and now they do it. So all those technologies have been adopted. And one of the things I'm really proud of is helping our clients to see video, not as this big video production, but as a communication vehicle for sales, for marketing, for thought leadership, for social credibility, like we're doing here. Hey. All these different business objectives that happen to be video. So I'm really proud of that, and we'll continue doing what we do.
So I would love to start with this question, because I think a lot of companies struggle when they think about doing a video. It just seems and feels like such a huge undertaking. So if you were to talk to a company or even a sole entrepreneur, where should they get started when they start to think about video?
Okay. So you just gave me like a softball to one of my favorite phrases here. So the first thing to do when you start thinking about video is to forget about video. It's about what you're doing from a business standpoint. So is it a new product that you're launching, or an innovation of the product that you already have? Or did you just get HubSpot and you're developing an email nurturing campaign or a new website? Now you have to do content marketing. These are all business objectives, or if it's a bigger company, they probably care about sustainability, right? And they're putting money into their sustainability report. So lead with that first. And once you decide what your business objectives are, what types of messaging or content would you create if video never existed? Oh, we need to explain the product, and we need to answer questions about the product. We need to talk about the numbers of our sustainability. Here's 10 topics that we want to become a thought leader in. And then once you have those, that becomes your roadmap for long-term video strategy. But now you need to accomplish that in short-term projects. And your current business objectives are going to check off your first projects. And once you do that, then you go back to the drawing board and what are your next projects from a business standpoint, and check that off. And one of the great things about video is that it lasts for a long time. You build a library of video content, very similar to the way organizations have a library of brochures now. And that's the long-term goal. So you need to start doing that sooner rather than later. And that's the answer to the question of where you get started.
Yeah. And what I really like about what you said, because I think this is important for anybody, especially if they're planning on either being on video or thinking about having a video, is stop thinking about video. Think about it as telling a story, whether it's a story or a testimonial, maybe it's a corporate brand essence video. What are you trying to get across? What's the point that you're trying to get across to start that process?
Yep. And many times they have that in a brochure, on a website page, in a PowerPoint. They've already done that messaging, because your video content on that particular subject should not be far off from the other mediums that you have. They should align.
Right.
So therefore, when people think that way, they're like, oh, well, this video is really not that hard now. Right. I kind of understand the starting point.
How do you talk to, or how do you discuss, you know, this costs associated with video? And it's absolutely worth it. But I think some companies feel like maybe it's not worth the cost. How do you tackle something like that?
That's a hard one to sell against. But here's the methodology of approaching an investment with video. Every company is going to have their own level. I would say be open and transparent with your video production company and let them know you have, AKA, a reasonable budget. Whether that means $5,000 to you, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 for another, right?
Right.
That's reasonable to that company. And challenge that video production company to give you the most value out of that. And that is mostly done by not producing one video and creating, it's called batch producing. And I use the analogy of baking cookies. Would you ever like take all the ingredients out, mix the bowl, spark the oven to make one cookie?
Right.
No, you would make many cookies.
Right.
So when you make many videos, the investment is amortized across more pieces of content that happen to be video, and thus the ROI goes up. Now, that being said, a video for sustainability that needs to be shot probably at different locations, have some nice music behind it, motion graphics, is very different than a thought leadership talking head type of video project where I can do 5 or 10 videos on location or even remote one day. Very different investment than that sustainability or product video or case study where I need to be on location for those things.
Right.
So again, that's where some of the conversation comes in. Let the professionals help you make decisions and how to leverage that budget. And you can only do that by not saying, oh, how much is this going to cost? Because every video is going to be like, well, do we go on location for 5 days or no days? And that's very different. But if you come to them and say, okay, here's my objective. Here's about what I want to invest in this. How can I get the most amount of content from that? And that's a great conversation we'd love to have.
Yeah, I like that strategy because I think companies can think about that in a longer term perspective. So just instead of just pushing out one video, maybe if you take some time and take some additional B-roll and think that through a little bit and think, okay, maybe in the future I might need another video on this product, or I might need another video that highlights this employee. How can we use that video production time while they're on site and take advantage of getting some B-roll and maybe using that at a later time? Maybe you're not putting everything together immediately, but it's something that you're maintaining, you know, you're actually shooting.
I've got an example here on a whiteboard that I did today, this morning, around kind of this topic. So I'll flip it up and hopefully I'll explain it so people are just listening can hear it. But basically, this company had two products, Azure and some pineapple product. And what we planned on is doing two product promotional videos, one for each. But when somebody is going through the initial stages of understanding the product, they get it. And then ultimately, they have questions about that. So this particular project, instead of doing two promotional videos, we're now doing two promotional videos, but then we're doing like FAQ videos on each product.
Right.
Answer common questions that their sales team knows are going to come up. And yes, they will spend nominally extra investment for this because we're doing more videos than just the two. But the per video cost is going to be driven down. And considering that those follow-up questions are germane to generating qualified leads,
right?
Boom, the return on investment is there for a nominal delta on an increase in investment in the entire project.
I think the other thing, you know, I'd love to share with the audience is because maybe they don't necessarily think about this all the time, but if you're looking at marketing from one perspective, and you're talking about maybe putting together a podcast or a radio spot versus writing a blog or putting together a case study. The beauty about video is that you do get that audio-visual component, and you're hitting on a lot more senses than you would if you were to just write a blog or if you were to just put together a radio spot. So being able to see the emotional aspect of a video is really powerful for any company who's interested in getting their message across. And that's one of the beauties, I think, about video that, you know, companies should really consider. So what's your thought on scripting, Robert? Do you think companies should be scripting or do you think they should wing it?
Neither.
Okay.
They should not script it, but they should not wing it.
Wing it.
Prepared. And I'll go back to my chart here with the two products. Okay. This particular company, I do a lot of manufacturing trade shows, and I met them at a manufacturing show. And I know that when people walk up to the booth and their people talk about this product, they don't have a script. They're professional. They answer the questions. They're personable. And that's what we want to mimic in video. That personal interaction by having people on camera. So we want to be prepared. We want to do this, and we want to know what the key messages are of the product, and we want to know what the questions and answers are of the questions. Mm-hmm. So everybody is prepared. But this is not something that these people have not done 100 times already.
Right.
They've done it. They just need a little bit of professional services around the planning and the coaching and the editing to make them come across like who they are on camera. And that's what we do for a living. I don't like scripts with the exception of like a really kind of like a CEO message that has to be super on point. Mm-hmm. Use scripts or teleprompters, because we want people to be who they are.
Right.
And if they mess up just a little bit, that's fine. That means you're professional and you're human.
You know, video has really taken off over the last 5+ years. Why do you think that's the case, especially on the digital side?
I think there's a lot of reasons for that. And I'll say there's, you know, soft reasons and hard reasons. And I'll start with some of the soft ones where you mentioned 2 minutes ago about it conveys emotion. And it really shows people when you're selling a product or a facility. People will be able to see that and they'll be able to make their own decisions. Video is quick. It's easy. It doesn't allow the buyer to have a lot of effort to figure things out. You're telling them. Video lasts for a long time. It showcases people when people can't be there. You know, literally, if I send you a link, you can watch 3 or 4 videos of me in a black shirt right now, but then I'm in a suit, I'm at a show.
Right.
I'm in a studio. I've got long hair. I might be scruffy at one point. And over those little pieces, you're going to kind of see the different looks of Robert and get the information that you need to either enter into or go through a buying cycle. And that's what video does for both the buyer and seller.
Right.
And then it lasts for a long time. Most videos last for 4, 5, 6 years. Mm-hmm. Clients using videos that are created 7 years ago.
Right. Those are great reasons.
We are becoming a nation of watchers first.
That's a fact.
Yeah. I should have led with that.
Oh, it's okay. We got it in. So before I go on to my next question, I just want to take a moment and thank our audience. And if they like what they hear today, just hit like, share, or subscribe, or provide a review to the B2B Brand 180 podcast. So since this is a B2B, you know, channel, Robert, I'd love to hear from you. What do you think the most important part of B2B video is? If you were to pick out maybe 1 or 2 critical components of B2B video.
The message, mm-hmm. the message. I say this all the time. What would you say to somebody standing in front of you? Because people are like, oh, I need to write a script. I need to do this. I'm not sure what to say. That's the message. You know, what do buyers want to know? And that's where it starts. And my job is to put visuals to that. So don't start with what you want to see. You know, that's not initially important. And then the second thing is, video is a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you've done one video or five videos, you should be getting into a flow and a cadence of doing X amount of videos per year, whether that's two projects, four projects, you know, you're going to figure that out. You should be having a cadence of working with professionals like my company, doing videos on your own because you learn how to do it better and get into your own flow and develop a culture of video.
Okay.
And those are two key points that I would say to anybody listening now.
There are so many important factors of being effective, I think, on the B2B video piece. And one of the things that, you know, we found over the years is sometimes companies have a lot of things to say. And when it comes to video, it seems if you can be as clear and concise and point when it comes to a key message, not too many messages, it can be much more effective because that peer, unless it's a long video, seems to me that a very succinct message and maybe one or two key messages versus like three or five or six messages could be much more effective. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, never make a video longer than it has to be. That's the golden rule. I wouldn't stay focused on the length so much because that's for television advertising, right? So get in and get out with the key messages that you want. And you're right. Don't shove five messages into a video.
Right.
We did a video project for a steel company, and they did it. They have an inspection line of the steel coils. And this inspection line had eight different parts to the line.
Mm-hmm.
So we did one like high level overview video of the line that really kind of highlighted the line, the technical parameters, and going into all the different parts. That video is like 8 minutes long, right? But think about the alternatives of somebody evaluating this $2 million plus purchase.
Mm-hmm.
They need to get PowerPointed to death.
Right.
Times. They need to maybe go visit the location, go through the sales process versus watching an 8 minute video. So who cares about length at that moment in time? You're getting all the information you need piece by piece for this huge purchase. We did also five other videos that pulled apart like key differentiators of this line that were kind of new innovations to this line that people didn't understand. So we highlighted them in that 8 minute overview, but then we did kind of like follow-up videos that drilled into like those five key aspects.
Okay.
And in totality, that gave buyers everything that they wanted to know. Now those follow-up videos, they weren't 8 minutes. They were 2 minutes or 1.5 minutes or 3.5 minutes, whatever they ended up being, to really explain that one particular piece of technology.
Do you have an opinion on when you're putting together video and you have plenty of B-roll and then also incorporating stock of video and also voiceover versus, you know, maybe an individual talking? Do you have any thoughts, preferences, mixing that up? Good idea, not a good idea?
I guess no, because we've done all of that.
Okay.
You know, we've done strictly voiceover with live footage. We've done strict voiceover with all stock footage.
We've
mixed stock footage with live footage. We've mixed voiceover with person talking. We've done all of that. But that's where I would say the secret sauce comes in with working with a video production company and not making those decisions up front. Don't come to us and say, I want to see this. I want to see this. And I want my video to see that. And I want a drone.
Right.
Right. Like, why do we need a drone? Explain to me why we need a drone to show this product.
Mm-hmm. You know, right.
Tour different. We need a drone.
Exactly.
So again, going back to the messaging is going to drive the visuals. And sometimes we've applied either somebody talking or the voiceover talks about the industries that particular product or application has. And as they're talking about the different industries, you know, automotive, metallurgy, pharmaceuticals will pop stock footage or visuals of those industries up.
Right.
Right. To be able to relate to the customer. But again, that's driven by what the message is, not by what we've decided we're going to show.
So do you have a top 2-3 tips that you think, I know, is, even if it's a recap of what you could share with the audience before we jump off?
Just from a recap standpoint, it's probably nothing that we haven't said. Messaging, messaging, messaging. And yeah. Be transparent with your video production company. There's a lot of good ones out there. They're not trying to screw you. The more budget you give them, I'm not going to say the better video, right? Because you can do a really good video for $5,000, but you can do an amazing video for $50,000. It's just the amount of the resources
right.
that you allow them to be able to execute your project. And there's a lot of variables. So they're experts. They want repeat business from you.
Right.
So if they don't do a good job the first time and use your budget wisely, you will not go back to them. And that's not what they want.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Robert. That was fantastic. I'd love for you to absolutely. I'd love for you to share how businesses can get in touch with you. I know also we're planning on putting a link in the comments. I don't know if you want to speak about that as well, yeah. but I would love for you to share that to get started here.
Yeah, this is just it's a video about building qualified leads, you know, with video and some examples there. So it's a 1:55 video. If you're a manufacturing company, go to Video for Manufacturing, videoformanufacturing.com. If you're just a regular B2B company, you can go to Multivision Digital. If you're a manufacturing company, you can also go to Multivision Digital, but we've got a manufacturing portfolio there, but we have manufacturing videoformanufacturing.com set up specific for the different types of manufacturing companies because we love that. We love that area. It's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Great.
Thank you. Thank you. For,
no, absolutely. Absolutely. So thank you again for tuning into the B2B Brand 180 podcast. We hope that you found all the insights and strategies shared today helpful and valuable to your business. And again, I'm Linda Fanaris, host of the B2B Brand 180 podcast and CEO of Millennium Agency. Feel free to visit us at mill.agency or just connect directly with me on LinkedIn. And just to help our channel grow, love for you to hit like, share, or subscribe. Thank you and have a great day.